You're awake. Are you okay? How are you feeling? Oh, no, 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 no. Shh. Come on. Don't struggle. You want to be here with me. You just don't know it yet. But you will. I'm sure you're very thirsty. Would you like something to drink? Okay. Here, let me get this gag out of your mouth. Hey, no, come on. Stop screaming. Just fucking stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop fucking screaming. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me angry. It's not going to work. I finally have you here and nothing, nothing is going to ruin it. Now, I'm going to cut your clothes off. Stop! Stop struggling. I don't want to cut you, but I will. Here we go. I had to do it this way. He wouldn't be able to get his clothes off once he was tied to the bed. What was I supposed to do? No, this is the best way. Your skin. It's so beautiful. The way the knife catches the light as I trace it over your body. Your skin is so smooth and malleable. I really can't believe you're finally here. All this time watching and waiting from so far away. And now you're here. So close. I never thought I would get the chance. I was finally able to get you away from her. I tried to show you what a piece of human fucking garbage she was. The way she treated you. The way she talked down to you. The other men. Oh, no, no, no. Please, please, please don't get upset. You're here with me now. That's all that matters. And I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you what you want, what you deserve. Don't waste another fucking teardrop on her. She isn't part of the equation. Besides, she won't be bothering you anymore. They'll be finding pieces of her for a while. No, no, no. Hey, come on. No more crying over her. It's not worth it. What's done is done, and now she can't hurt you anymore. You should be more worried about me hurting you. I don't want to hurt you. God knows that's the last thing I want to do. The thought of me hurting you is agonizing. But that other girl in here with me, she's hard to control. Even right now. Her eyes are lingering over your almost naked body, and she's thinking about how she would love to use this knife on you and peel the flesh off your bones piece by piece. To hear you scream and beg for your life. As she digs the knife in, deeper, deeper each time. You see out of control she can get? She's getting wet just thinking about it. She wants to know if it's turning you on too. Hey, don't worry. I'm gonna check for her. I'm sure it's not, but once I find out, I won't have to work. Oh, God. What have you done? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. So hard and... No, 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 no! It's too much! It's too fucking much! I can't control her! I can't control her! She wants you! She's gonna fuck you! Oh my God, we need to do this! To satiate her! Otherwise it could be so much worse! Oh, I can't hold her off any longer! Oh, look at you, you little fucking slut. Hard for me, hard for this fucking cunt. I knew it was me you wanted. I knew when she started talking about how much I could hurt you, that you were getting hard for me. But then, it's always been me you wanted, isn't it? The monster in the shadows, ready to pull you from this miserable life and drag you into the darkness with me. Away from your job, away from your family and friends, away from your obligations, and away from that fucking piece of shit. I was the one who took care of that. Me! You're here and you're safe because of what I did for us. Now she'll give you water and take care of you and talk to you and make sure you're comfortable. But I'm gonna be the one who makes you feel good. Because you can't help yourself. You're so fucking turned on. You're just as sick as I am. I'm gonna be the one inside you, fucking your brains out. Till you don't know your goddamn name anymore. I'll even take that fucking gag out of your mouth so I can hear you scream. Did you just moan? You little fucking slut. Do it again. Do it! Fucking moan again! You think I'm playing a fucking game with you? Fucking moan again for me. I see. Maybe you need some encouragement. Stop fucking screaming and listen to me. If you don't want me to cut that handsome little face of yours, you'll moan for me again. You know, you're here now because of me too. All those times we were waiting for the perfect opportunity. Watching you. Well, she was okay with watching. I was more of a participator. Like when you touched yourself. I touched myself too. I wasn't close enough to hear you moaning, but I imagined you were moaning my name. And I came all over myself. Those nights were hard. I wanted to take you then. I had it all figured out. I was just gonna go right on in and bash that little fucking whore's head in. Drag you out of there. After I had my way with you, there, in your bed, with your girlfriend's fucking brains all over the floor. But... oh, this is better. Oh, oh. Oh, I captured you. I am possessing you. I will objectify you. And torture you. Oh, it's the three of us right now, but soon it'll just be you and me. She's weak. She can't do a fucking thing without me. And I don't need her. She's just holding me back. Holding me back from all the things I could show you. All the things I could do to you. Fuck, I'm getting close. I need to hear you say my name. Oh, please. Please, 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 please say it. Please say it. You have to say it. Oh, I've waited so fucking long to hear you say it. Please. 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 I know she told you our fucking name. Say it. Oh. Oh, you are a fucking mine now. Do you hear me? I will do whatever I want with you. Whenever I want with you. I will break you down until you are a crying, whimpering mess. You'll be lost without me. Lost inside your own mind. Crying out. For me, begging me to fuck you. Because if you don't beg me, I will pull your goddamn insides out. Get some wet rags to clean you off. You're too weak to fight me right now anyway. I'm so sorry. She was so hard to control. You understand, right? I tried to warn you. I did the best I could. None of it matters now because you're here with me. And I'm gonna find a way to get rid of her. She thinks I'm weak, but she doesn't know me as well as she thinks she does. Then it'll just be you and me forever. Because I'll never leave you. You and I were meant to be together. There's no one like me. And there's no one like you.